So I decided to hand over Taryn's fun fact, or fiction, to be honest. We never know, to Mark, because we're so excited to be in the studio again. And you guys always comment about how much you miss him. So take it away, Mark.
All right,
what an intro.
I'm going to preface this one. It's a little morbid, but it's about the circle of life.
Oh, gosh.
There is a company that turns dead bodies into an ocean reef.
Wait, what?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Ready? For those who romanticize a burial at sea, the company Eternal Reefs offers an innovative solution. It mixes the cremated remains of a person with concrete to create a pearl onto which loved ones can etch personal messages, handprints, and mementos. The pearl is then encased in a reef ball that is dropped into the sea, where it provides a new habitat for fish and other sea life, helping encourage a vibrant ecosystem.
Oh, what? Okay, but why is that a little bit beautiful?
I'm there. I'm doing this. Yeah.
We switched from
that sounds great.
Pure shock and panic to like,
at first,
wait,
I was like,
let's like write that in
I
our
was
will.
Like, is that legal? Like, that sounds awful. But the more you talked about it, I was like, Wait,
they etch love messages on the pearl? Wow, that's a great one, Mark. Thank you.
You know what's funny is old New York subway trains were used for this, like on the East Coast, like off of the Maryland coast. This is so much better than that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great
mental
one.
Note.
Hats off to Mark.
I mean, I think Taryn just lost her privileges.
Oh. When your plan immediately backfires.
Oh, shoot. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley. That's Taryn. We're here to advise you.
Yes.
Like normal. I just want to say this in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like normally I say this at the end when everyone's already dipped out.
If you know, dips out.
If
Ash.
You have not yet written in a story, but you're sitting on one, like, you know, you have a good one and things keep coming up, or you keep forgetting, or you're like, I don't know if I want to share. One, that's what the anonymous is for. Yeah. Two, do it. Just do it.
Like, just do it.
We want your stories.
Yes.
Good, bad, funny, serious. Like, we want it all.
Can I say, I mean, we probably should have talked about this off mic, but I would love if we do an all turn it up episode, like all embarrassing moments. Yeah. I think we all need.
We sure do.
We need an hour of just laughing
we
at
sure
others.
We sure do. It's still a weird time to be alive, and we could use more laughter for sure.
So if you have an embarrassing moment, a weird circumstance, mm-hmm. a weird fact about yourself that like people are like, what? Write in.
Yeah.
We want to hear it.
It's time.
We should do it. We should like compile. So we need
just
some,
a
guys.
Turn it up story. Yeah. Would be funny. Like be or episode.
Yes.
You knew what I was saying.
I knew what you were saying.
How are you, Taryn?
I'm great. Today we actually are shooting a twofer. And I don't know if it's because we're in the studio. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's the energy Mark is giving off.
Oh, so much energy.
Our
fishbowl
window.
Much energy.
But I'm like, I feel great.
I feel great too.
I did just open an energy drink, but I feel great.
This is energy drink number two?
No.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I had a coffee this morning, but
I feel like I've been on a caffeine. I was just telling a friend about this yesterday. I've been on a bad one with caffeine.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always been, specifically through like college, I definitely had way too much caffeine. And then I think I kind of got it under control. I was more of like a two cupper,
yeah,
three cupper sometimes. And I know that that sounds a lot, but it was like Keurig coffee.
Yeah.
You know, nothing super strong. It was a light roast.
a light roast.
But like as of lately, I've been trying to wake up early, which shameless self-promo. I did a 5 a.m. video on my YouTube channel,
everybody
which was
go
rough
watch
stuff.
It.
Rough stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing in my life requires me to wake up that early in any way. Which is sick, you know. But I was like, you know what, I want to start waking up earlier and creating this schedule for myself because I do work from home. I've worked from home for my whole life almost. And I've read articles. I've listened to podcasts about how many amazing people wake up early. And I know that that's not for everybody, but I do think it's for me. The more I read about it, I think I could thrive in that situation.
Yeah.
So because I'm in a transitional period of trying to get myself to do that, I drink way too much caffeine right now.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a Celsius to get myself to the gym. I come home, I have a coffee, and then I have maybe another Celsius around 2 or 3 when I like
the
hit a wall because I'm waking up early now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if, you know, sometimes another coffee. It just it depends on the day. And This isn't good.
I mean,
it's a slippery slope.
But you are being active. You drink a ton of water. You eat healthy. So it still is not the best.
Yeah.
But I feel like you balance it out as much as you can.
Yeah. But what's happening for sure is
it's
like,
it's not affecting you
6
as much.
6 o'clock comes around and I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I'm tapped out. Uh-huh. I can't participate. Holding a conversation's hard.
Wait, is it still dark? I mean, because I wouldn't know. If you wake up at 5, is it still dark? Or like what time? I don't know like what the light.
I know this because I just did this. It's dark outside.
Yeah,
at
see,
5.
I can't do that.
The sun was rising around like closer to 6.
Yeah.
I woke up right away and it was very nice, but that day specifically, I was done at 4.
Yeah. Oh my
like
gosh.
Done.
I'm not.
Couldn't move.
It's funny because like I feel like when you talk about morning people, there's like two definitions, right? It's mm-hmm. the people who thrive at like waking up early and they like have done devotions, their hair and makeup, their cooking, their blah, 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 all before like anyone else is up.
Yeah.
And then there's morning people who are like wake up and they're just in a great mood in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm the latter. Like mm-hmm. I can wake up early and I'm in a good mood. Like I'm not grumpy in the mornings. But if I had the choice, I would definitely rather sleep in.
Yeah, no, for sure.
For sure. Cool. I don't think there's anything I need to update anyone on.
Should we do a tearing it up?
I think we should.
Should we do a tearing it up jingle?
I'm not prepared.
And a one. And
I'm
a two.
Not prepared.
And a three. You just got to go for it.
I just got to spit something out. I need to like nail down this thing. I don't want to keep just like
tearing it up segment. I took over.
It's the pop for me.
Okay, guys. As you guys know, the Tearing It Up segment is a funny story. And we love the funny stories. This is usually like an embarrassing moment or whatever that you guys send in. And Taryn and I live for it.
Yes.
This one is titled, I went to school with cat puke on my pants.
Ew. Is that the whole story, basically?
Essentially. Hey, Ash and Taryn. My name is Alyssa, and I am almost caught up with the podcast, and your podcast makes my days at work fly by, and I'm very appreciative of that. I have a story that is embarrassing and very hilarious.
Are you okay? Uh-oh.
I had a peanut butter snack.
Can I tell the people? Ashley, fun fact about Ashley. She will aggressively choke, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
my voice was like. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, she'll just literally be standing there, and then all of a sudden. But it's not just, like, it's choking. So it's, like, convulse coughing, and, like, her eyes are watering. She has to, like, run to another room.
My face turns red. It happened recently. It happens all the time.
And sometimes it's when you're drinking, but sometimes literally you're just standing there.
It's, like, the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
Like, I had an almond butter snack, like, 5 minutes before starting this episode, and I could feel it. And it was tickling. And yeah, I'm so sorry.
Anyways, that's
I can never keep my cool. I can never keep my cool when that
literally
happens.
I had, it was like my brothers and a couple friends over the other day, and she literally went to say something and breathed in and then just was like, and then like had to run in the other room, and everybody was looking at me. I was like, oh, this is fine.
She happens all the time. She's fine.
Like,
don't worry
about
it.
Is she good? I was like, she's fine. She might be dying in the other room, but she's fine.
Anyways, back to the tearing it up. She says, I am an Enneagram 2. Hey, Taryn.
Hi.
And I'm from Wisconsin. So let's get into my story. So my parents, whenever they do laundry, would fold it on our living room floor so that they can watch TV during the folding process. Honestly, genius. Mm-hmm. And it was each of our responsibilities to get our clothes by the end of the day. So
literally me growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad would throw, all the clothes would go out on the couch.
Actually,
by the TV.
I'm pretty sure I've been over.
Yes, when that's that like the was laundry. Happening. Like the shirts will be laid on their piles of laundry, and then usually it's done while watching TV. And it would always be like a make sure you get your clothes before bed.
Yeah.
And one of the times I got in so much trouble because my dad is very like, it's like you just, he demands respect without having to demand respect. He's just one of those people. Like, you don't
my
have to know him.
My goal and aspiration in life.
Yes. Like, you just know, like, I need to be respectful to this guy. Like, mm-hmm. It's so weird. So he had a very big, there was a big thing of how you responded to him was mm-hmm. crucial. And so one of the times my piles of laundry were there. And he had told me a few times, and finally I snapped back with my, like, you know when you're, like, younger, you're like, uh-huh. okay, like one
okay.
of those. I never did it again. Yeah. It was not good. I was in trouble.
I need to channel more of my inner mystery.
Yeah, you should. You should. Yeah. Everyone should.
Yeah.
But that was the whole thing, like, folding while watching TV, and then your piles of clothes, you had to get your clothes and take them.
Yeah.
Which is so
That's
weird.
Interesting. I know. Growing up, no one folded. I was just... I did my laundry and I just dumped it in my room and then I just like crammed it in drawers.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see you doing that.
Yeah.
When did you channel your inner like aesthetic, everything's put together?
Honestly, I was pretty clean as a kid. High school it definitely got dirtier and just messier in general. Not dirtier, but like stuff on the floor or whatever.
Messy and dirty are two completely different things.
Yeah. That I think I've never really noticed before, but is very true. My bathroom has always been very clean.
Yeah.
My room, like, stuff ends up on the floor, it's whatever, it happens, but my room's usually pretty put together. But if it gets messy, it's just life. That's how it is. My bathroom, however, has to be like,
yeah,
very clean.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happened, but yeah. We're on a tangent.
We're on a very big tangent. This is episode two.
Episode. So yeah, she said that it was each of their responsibilities to get their clothes by the end of the day, which Taryn can relate to. She can also relate because she's an Enneagram too. Yep. You guys are the same person.
Yep. Okay, anyways. I did write this.
Well, at the time, I was only in third grade and I was notorious for just leaving it out in the living room on the floor all the time. One day I grabbed some clothes off the floor and got dressed for school one morning. I had to ride the bus and there was always this girl who I didn't get along with the best, but we always seemed to sit near each other because we were the same age and were in the same grade. I remember walking on the bus wearing jeans and a bright pink top, walking to my seat, and I set my backpack next to me and was getting my MP3 player and headphones out while the girl I don't get along with said, "Ew, what's that on your leg?" I looked at her confused, and then I looked down, and I wanted to get off the bus so fast and never go back to school ever again. I had actual dried cat puke on my leg. I'm laughing while writing this because not everyone can say that this has happened to them. I tried to play it off because I didn't know what to do. I'm pretty sure I told her that it was mud. That's something I totally would have been like. I would have been like, oh, it's just dirt. I was sitting in the dirt before
I picture
hopping on the
you
bus.
Being the queen of like making up any excuse to like, yeah.
Oh, I would have gone as far as to be like, oh yeah, I was playing in the mud before I got on the bus this morning.
Wait, can I tell one small story?
Yeah. I'm going to put a pin in you.
The best lie I ever heard was this girl came to school one day with, I'm not joking, her bangs were an inch. They were so short and across her forehead. It looked so bad.
Oh my
and
gosh,
so of course
I just thought
everyone,
of 10-15.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, everyone's like asking her what happened. And she straight up said, like stuck to this story for years. She was like, oh yeah, I was sleeping and my dog chewed my bangs off. I was like, what? We were in high school. Like, it's not like we were like little
kids. It's not
kids.
Like elementary school when you come up with weird stuff
like
that all the time.
Bro, your dog straight corn on the cob, your bangs, like perfectly straight, just like, I was like, come on.
I remember. And my mom caught me once with a hickey on my neck.
You had a hickey?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't
imagine. And I told her, she asked, what was that? And I said, I fell.
Just perfectly.
I remember my sister looked at me and was like, you idiot. Like, how did you fall? Like,
you
it
didn't
was
do
so
the typical like I burned myself
iron
with a curling
or something.
Iron.
Yeah. No. She told her friend that it was mud. She said, but the problem with that was that you could clearly see the cat food.
Ew, dude.
You know, when you
That's
know when
gross.
It's like still like kibble, like the pieces.
No, I mean, we always know which dog threw up because Charlie eats different food compared to Chloe and Rosie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's just full-blown chunks.
It's disgusting. So she continues. So to all of you listeners, never leave your clean clothes on the floor if you have a cat or any other animal in the house. For that fact, because you never know when they'll like puke on it, which I have had experience with dogs. They'll like pee on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I won't notice if I put it on right away. So that's why you always have to smell it.
You literally just put a blanket on the other day and you were like,
I was like, that smelled like pee. Yeah. She continues, ooh. I have several other funny stories that I can write in, but this was the first one that I decided to share. Thank you for reading my story and hopefully it made you laugh. Keep doing what you guys do. And I am happy yet a little sad that soon I will be all the way caught up with your podcast, but we'll tune in whenever you guys post. Love, Alyssa.
Ugh, I love that. I fully relate to that on the podcast realm of like,
yeah.
I get into a show and I'm obsessed. So I'm listening like multiple times a week to episodes. And then all of a sudden I'm caught up and I'm like, what am I going to do with my life?
I hate that too. Worst. Me and Taryn are our favorite thing to do is binge shows, binge podcasts. I remember Mark actually pre-pandemic like recommended a podcast to us and both of us finished it within like 2 days.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I remember every time that I do this to myself, I'm always like, Ashley, could you have just like
Stuck
taken your
out.
Time,
yeah.
like listen
enjoy
to it.
It
once a day, you know, one episode a day, like enjoy the process. But I never can because I'm too caught up in the story and I have to know. And
but
it gets
like
me every
whole,
time.
Especially episodes where it's like a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're so brilliant. Like, and I remember Kurt, I think I've talked about this, Kurt Sutter said he wrote every episode of Sons of Anarchy as a season finale. Like that was his approach of everything. So every episode ended in this way that you're like, what? Like screaming at the TV. And then of course it draws you to be like, I have to see the next episode soon, you know?
Yeah. That's similar to the writers of Game of Thrones. They said the same thing. Like they were like, we want you to think that anyone can die.
Yeah.
Like anyone is up for grabs, you know, like
horrible
we
people.
Want you to like be scared to root for someone.
Yeah.
I forget the exact verbiage, but it was something like that. Yeah. And I was like, well, you did a damn good job.
No, they nailed that. Like, they definitely nailed
every
that.
Time I was like, I want that to happen, but I'm scared. Like, I don't want to do it.
No, it's crazy. All right.
Another tangent.
Let's
another episode,
jump
another
into
tangent.
The stories. We've only been talking 16 minutes. I honestly feel like I've been here forever.
It's the caffeine.
Do you remember that one episode we took multiple energy drinks? Yeah. And then I listened back to the episode and I literally called Ashley in and I was like, dude, we sound like we're straight up on drugs.
We were talking so fast.
So. Yeah. I don't know if that's happening now. Sorry.
I feel like that could be fun to listen to if you on like a Monday morning, like headed to work. But if you listen to us at night, like you would probably like a chiller.
You're like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll do like a late night unsolicited advice where we do low voices that are
like, what's that? Like what's sexy that lady's jazz name late at from, night. From Coast 103.5. Now tuning in, we have Sarah who just wants you to know, Brad, wherever you are, she's thinking of you.
Or we get into ASMR.
Should we?
Mm-hmm. Options.
And then my laugh right after. Okay.
We won't do that.
My story, unless you want it. Again,
you tell
all
us.
We're trying to do is get famous. So. Just...
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My story is called Twin Troubles, bum, bum, bum.
Ooh.
It literally says that. I appreciated it. Okay. This is from Anonymous, and they write, Hi, Ashley and Taryn. Actually, hey. It says Taryn and Ashley. I don't know why I put your name before
A
mine.
A before T.
I guess.
Bestest.
Hi, Taryn and Ashley. First, I just wanted to say how happy I am that you have made a podcast that people feel safe sending in stories about any topic, and you will listen and give them advice. Oh. I love that.
Yeah.
That literally is our, what's it called? Like companies have their something statement.
Message.
Mission statement. Yeah. That's our mission statement.
And our message.
Yeah. And our message statement. So a little about me. I want to stay anonymous, but I'm going to be an incoming freshman in high school this year. My Enneagram is still undecided, and I seem to be stuck in between a 9 and a 2.
Oh, interesting, because we happen to be 9s and 2s.
Yeah, we got you.
Plural.
Hopefully you can give me advice on my Enneagram as the story goes on. Anyway, on to the story. Honestly, my biggest advice for if you can't figure out what you are, don't get stuck in that, because we all have different numbers that can be part of who we are. I would just find in-depth descriptions of each, and when you have time, sit and read it, and then the one that makes you the most uncomfortable or that you're the most like, oh my gosh, that's me, then just claim that number. You don't have to have a test tell you.
I was gonna say, I'm going to assume that you've only been taking tests. I highly recommend a book. I've said this in the Enneagram episode, but The Road Back to You is incredible.
Yeah,
and that's how I found mine. Everyone told me I was a 2.
Really?
And then I read 9 and sobbed.
Yeah.
And was like, there she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I know it's, I mean, it feels stupid to spend $12 on an online test, but if you haven't paid for the official one, that was the one that finally like mapped everything out for me. So just a little tidbit.
Dive on in, kids.
So I have a twin sister who I have a love-hate relationship with, as lots of siblings do. As we are twins, my sister and I have grown up doing a lot of the same things, wearing lots of the same clothes, having lots of the same friends, which is why I wrote this email today. Because we are in the same grade, it is hard for me to find friends that my sister is not already friends with, and vice versa. It's not that we can't be friends with the same people, it's just that it feels hard to be able to trust my friends with stuff when they can just turn around and tell my sister everything I just said. Anyway, so especially this year, I found my group of friends that I love to death and want to go through high school with, but the only problem is somehow my sister found her way into my friend group. I don't know if it's just because it's hard to be friends with a twin and feel like you have to invite your sister everywhere or what. Like I said, I love my sister, but I don't want to do everything with her all the time. I hate the feeling of not being liked or appreciated and don't want my friends to feel like they can replace me at any time with my sister. I don't want to start a conflict because I'm the only one who has a problem with this, but I don't know what to do. Any advice would be helpful. Love, Anonymous.
Oh, wow.
We got another unique situation we've never talked about.
Yeah.
I love it.
Twin drama. That's very interesting because if I were a twin, I would have a very hard time not having my space. I would not do it well. I wouldn't want to be clumped together with someone. I would want my own set of friends. I wouldn't want to dress the same. There's so many things that would bother me about that, everything about that. So I can't imagine like not being stuck, but just constantly being grouped together in that way. That would be really hard if you have feelings that I have.
Well, which is interesting because, I mean, I feel like one of the reasons that you are like that, like, she does not like matching. She does not like, she wants her things to be hers. And I always associated that with, you grew up with a sister who's close in age. So you guys probably did get lumped together in a lot of stuff.
All the time.
So it's like you want your own independence.
Yeah.
Because of that. Whereas, like, I don't mind doing all that stuff. But I grew up with brothers where, like, we couldn't share. I mean, I stole their clothes, but, like, we didn't share clothes. We didn't have the same activities we were involved in.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I long for that. Like, I love matching. I love, like, sharing things.
Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. So That's true. I feel like you can relate a lot to that feeling of being, like, overwhelmed. But I will say, when it comes to friends, that I definitely can see I would have a hard time with too, especially if that person, like your sister, is someone you need to vent about, which sounds like you do have a relationship where you need to vent about her. Like, that's a hard thing when, like, you vent to someone and then you have to turn around and watch them just interacting with that person because it's like you want some people that are just on your side. Like, that's all you want, you know?
No, 100%. And I do, I feel like I really do relate a lot. Obviously, you're on a much deeper, harder level than mine. But yeah, me and my sister are 3 years apart. We've shared our closets our whole lives. We were always called the girls. I would be in school. Everyone would call me Alicia. Everyone would call her Ashley. Everything kind of like got blurry between us. And I think, I don't think that's 100% why, but both of us created very different styles and created are very different like personalities, and I know that those are our personalities like at our core, but I think it would be interesting to know like how much we leaned apart in order to find our own uniqueness. Does that make sense?
No, of course. And I think it's funny because even like I've mentioned before, I work a lot with like younger kids and like kind of I'm the person that comes in when there's issues and tries to like brainstorm how to fix it. So like I've been involved in quite a few situations with twins where you'll have one of the twins is not talking and the other one talks a lot. And when you watch their dynamic, it's because the one feels like they don't have to say anything because the other one talks for them. So even in like childhood, there's like development that happens to where you become codependent and it can sometimes be like hurtful because you're not able to grow in certain areas because you're overshadowed by someone else. So like one of the things I always recommend to parents is you know, your twins are home together all day. They do all these things, like separate them in classes so they have at least school to like fully develop into their own individual person too.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because I think even, I mean, that can relate to even getting older. And I think that's what Anonymous is like feeling that need to do is it's hard not to feel overshadowed or just be assumed that you're just like someone else when you're in a situation like that. And so needing that independence of a friend group is so important. Like, I can't imagine having friends that were just like so intertwined with my home life too, or like vice versa. Sorry.
There it is.
So I'm saying this to say, like, Anonymous, I don't think this makes you a bad person because you're like, I want my own space or anything like that.
It's not selfish.
No. And I would be curious to see how your communication is with your twin, because I would be curious if she has the same thing. Like, if you sat and really talked to her and were like, hey, like, we're starting fresh this year. I really love these friends. And of course, like, I want you to come to things. I want you to be involved. But I feel like all of our life is intertwined. And I would love if, like, we had different circles, too. Like, so I felt like, this is mine. And you have something that feels like this is yours. Mm-hmm. And it would just be interesting to see how she interacts with that, you know?
Yeah, I'm curious because I wouldn't be surprised if the reason that she talks so much and, you know, with the friends and like follows, does the same stuff as you is because like it doesn't bother her.
Yeah, and like you're her comfort in a way.
But it could also very well be the opposite where it bothers her too. And that's why she like talks first or like wants to like be more expressive or, you know, hang out with the friends more or take your friends, because like she's like trying to compensate for the same feeling but in the opposite direction. Possibly that's a huge possibility. I will say, I don't know why, but I grew up knowing so many twins, sets of twins in school.
Really?
I knew so many. I think at one point there were like, I don't know, a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know this more than even, I'm sure you already know this, but it is so common between twin siblings. I've known one specific pair of twins that were inseparable. And it was just, it was the weirdest thing. And they would say it themselves. They'd be like, it's weird. We get along. I don't know why, you know? But 90% of the time with siblings is you just don't want to be shadowed in any way. Yeah. Even me and my sister, my sister is really good at being able to talk clearly, cohesively, very articulately. She'll say it within moments of, you know, within the conversation. I can't. So 90% of the time, especially when it comes to like work stuff, she does the majority of the talking. Do I wish she'd take a second to breathe so that I could insert my opinion? Yes. But in general, she's better at that than I am.
Yeah.
So we've kind of come to this place where I just kind of default to her talking because she's going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking the same thing, but she's going to say it first because she's comfortable with that. And I need a second to kind of like prepare my thoughts. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, I sit there quietly.
Yeah.
Sometimes looking like a dumbass. And I have to like work on being like, I mean, sometimes I even make it a joke and I throw my hand up.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I say something? You know, because that's how good she is at communicating.
Yeah.
And yeah, that bothered me a lot growing up. I've gotten better at it. And there's been times I've had conversations with her and she's even recognized sometimes, she's been like, I'm doing all the talking, like, sorry, Ashley, go, you know? And I do think that that comes with age, obviously. But yeah, I think clue her in on how you're feeling and just being like, hey, I love you. You're my sister. We're family. You're in my life for good. Like, that's not changing, but I need space.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I think it's kind of interesting that you initially said, like, you know, with this friend group, if you said something, they just turn around and say something to her. Like, that's kind of like a red flag to me, too, because I feel like friends, like, there should be that trust element of, like, understanding there's going to be times that you need to vent and that needs to be like confidential between you guys. So I would like explore that a little more too. Like, what about them makes you think that they will just say something?
Or have they?
Or
is this something that you're assuming they would do?
Yeah. Or is it something where you can sit and just say, you know, like, hey, like, I know my sister's been hanging out and like you guys are friends with her too, but like, you know, there's going to be times where like I just need to like vent and like I just want to make sure like that you're comfortable with that or whatever. Yeah. Also, like, you're just starting high school. And I will say, like, my number one piece of advice for anyone who's like just starting high school, just starting college, just starting a new job, whatever. Get involved with stuff. Like, I would look at the clubs your school has. I would look at the sports your school has. And without talking to your sister about like what she wants to do, like, join a club. Like, even mm-hmm. just, I think what you're seeking is some form of independence. Yeah. So I think that can be arranged in different ways.
And that's what those clubs are there for, is to help yes. you find your thing.
And I also think, like, maybe you need, like, a different friend, like, that's outside of school, outside of everything. So I don't know if there's, like, you know, a club in your city or, like, a youth group or, like, whatever. But sports. I would just start, like, finding different things to get involved in that will help kind of like get you out of that like rut where you feel like everything I do my sister's involved with.
Yes.
And if she questions it, I would just tell her that, be like, honestly, it has nothing to do with you.
I need to do this for
me. I just have been feeling this like need for independence, and so I'm exploring it, and that's it. Like, it has nothing to do with you. I love everything else we do, but I feel like I need to figure out like who I am apart from you.
Yeah. And she can't take that personally. Yeah. If she does, then that's kind of on her, as yeah. long as you articulate that the way Taryn did.
For sure.
And I know that making friends can be daunting and overwhelming and scary, but I think the best thing you can do is use the yes mentality. I don't know if you ever saw, what was that movie? Yes Man?
Yes Man.
Mm-hmm. Obviously not to that extent, but like, if there's a social gathering and you get social anxiety, you don't necessarily want to go, but you know you could probably make a friend there, say yes. You got to mm-hmm. go, you know? If you don't want to necessarily join this club by yourself and not know anyone, say yes anyways. Worst mm-hmm. case is you go once, you hate it, you don't go back. But you got to put yourself in situations to meet new people.
Yeah.
And
I fully agree.
I'm excited for you find that person that is just yours.
Yes.
That you can be like, hey, I'm going to vent about my sister. You better not tell her. And she'll be like, I would never, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what we're looking for you.
No, for sure. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for writing in. Good luck with everything. I have a feeling you're going to find your way. High school is like an exciting time to like, I mean, the person I was when I started high school versus the person I was when I came out of high school are two completely different people. So I think there's so many possibilities. Just be open to it,
mm-hmm.
be brave, and communicate with your sister. And
absolutely.
I think you're going to be great.
Absolutely.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into my story. This one is also from Anonymous. And this one is titled Besties and Business Partners.
Love it.
Which I was just like, this is an interesting topic. Let's dive right into it because we're besties and we business partners. So,
yeah, we are.
You know, couldn't have asked a better duo. Hello, ladies. I love you and your podcast so much.
I just like face planted into my mic.
Oh,
so sorry. It like got me a little bit. Sorry, Mark, if I made a noise. Go ahead.
Oh, shoot. It has helped the most long work days become so much better. I appreciate and love you and your support. Let me get into my story. To start, I'm a type 2 Enneagram, Taryn. Hey. And I wanted to tell you that so that you know where I'm coming from. LOL. My best friend and I started a podcast earlier this year. That's us.
Except we're like how many years in? Because we're so professionals.
Just kidding. She said, shout out to her own podcast if you want to listen. It's called Soul Wind Podcast.
Soul Wind?
Soul Wind, cool. Yes. We've talked about it for years, and it's honestly been a dream of mine for a while. My bestie has kids and is going through a lot of marital problems, so I know that a lot of her time isn't for me and the podcast, but I am ready to start taking things to the next level business-wise. I'm really nervous because right now, I do the majority of the work, and lately, I've been getting pretty frustrated. We both have full-time jobs, and on top of that, we have our podcast, but I'm the one who gets all of our guests, edits the episodes, and then has to ask her if she can post on our social media. That's what we agreed she'd be in charge of. I try to be understanding because she does have a lot on her plate, but I'm just not sure how to approach her. She apologizes to me often about how I do a lot of the work, but she never does anything to change. I could really use your advice, especially because I feel like you know so much about the work that goes into editing and recording and all that fun stuff. I hope to hear this on the pod, but if not, it's okay too. I just love y'all so much. XOXOXO. Anonymous.
Dang, that's hard.
This is just, it doesn't matter if you're a student or you're working. There's always someone for the majority of time that is doing a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's why group projects were the worst. And that's why that has ended friendships, that has ended, you know, business partners. Like it's just something that is normal. And unfortunately, you kind of have to like bob and weave with stuff like that. Yeah. Like there's been times, obviously, Taryn and I aren't perfect, that Taryn's done more. And there's been times where she was in a place and I had to do more. And that's kind of, there has to be some kind of understanding where life happens and you pick up for the other person.
Exactly.
But obviously, if this is happening over and over again, it gives you the right to say something.
Yeah.
This is obviously difficult if she's going through a lot with like marriage stuff and she has kids too. Her priorities simply aren't going to be the podcast first. If Taryn was married with kids, her priority wouldn't be the podcast first because it's just one of those things like family, family comes first with stuff like that. I'd be over here like probably doing the majority of the work because I'm over here like work first, super single, you know? But I think what needs to happen is you need to sit her down and just be like, listen, I'm so sorry that you're going through this stuff. You have to put that first, like empathize, apologize, like let her know that you're there for her as a friend and then be like, I'm gonna throw on my business hat for a second. We need to change something because this is supposed to be 50-50. I don't mind covering sometimes, but I'm doing like 80% of the work here and I have a full-time job. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, no, I fully agree with everything you just said. And I think it's funny because I think me and Ash are very unique because I think we have this way and we like always joke about like if you see me and Ash like interact like in our house, right? Like even like we're like cooking or doing the dishes or something, like we're just very like symbiotic. Like we just kind of like pick up and do things. Like if you're doing something, I'll come in and help. Like if I'm doing this, like you'll hand me something before I even ask for it. So we have this way of like kind of just feeling where each other is at. Mm-hmm. And I think too, like we've been lucky to where I feel like our passion for the podcast has always been pretty equal. And then times where like we would mess up, the other one was also like, I'm so sorry. Like I haven't been doing much. So like I don't think we've dealt with something where we were like stark opposites, right? Like where I was like not giving any effort. You were giving all of it and you were frustrated with me. We have had a lot of okay, we're both falling off in like certain ways. Like, how can we, like, our brainstorming sessions are really valuable. So that that's why I think what Ashley said was so good, of like seeing it as more of a, if you're already saying like you understand why she's not giving effort because of her marriage and her kids and everything like that, maybe like it doesn't have to be this conversation of being like, hey, you don't do anything. You know what I mean? But it can simply be like, hey, I feel like our social media presence, I feel like our editing, I feel like our recording, like everything feels a little out of like control. So I would love to sit and realistically talk about what we think we could each handle. Mm-hmm. And then in that meeting, you can say stuff like, hey, like I've noticed social media is hard for you. Like you don't post regularly. Like, can we start using like Canva, right? Is Canva the one you can like post ahead of time? Can we start using Canva and like maybe on Saturdays, like you can sit and plan the post for the whole week and like,
oh, you mean scheduled posts?
What is it? Yeah, what's
like
it called?
Unum or Planoly.
Yeah, like some type of a platform to where she can dedicate an hour when she has like the kids are napping or something, to have pre-scheduled out posts for the week. Like, be realistic.
Maybe
like,
you split that subscription.
Yeah, like me and Ash right away, I was sucking at posting on socials. So I was like, hey, I'll take the YouTube, which is a huge chunk that Ash was like, I don't want to post on YouTube, you know? So it's finding like what works for both of you, seeing if like there's even outside people outside of the two of you. Like, we have Lex helping us. We have obviously Mark that does like our editing and stuff like that. And even, I mean, I know not everyone's able to do that, but I think it's getting creative to see like, okay, we're acknowledging there's a lag. Like, what can we do to step this up? You know,
like obviously the social media, it sounds easier than editing, but in retrospect, you have to post every day.
It's time
consuming.
You have to
be active on it and respond to comments and post not only in feed photos, but stories and reels, and it's a lot. So maybe it would be easier for her to sit down for an hour and edit the episode.
Yeah.
So maybe offer her the option of trying something else.
Yeah.
Because if we're looking for growth, unfortunately, social media plays a very big role in that.
Yeah, it really does.
So maybe throw up the option for her to switch roles.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think it's really important, the whole like switching hats from friend to coworker is really important. That's something that me and my sister would have to do when we first started working together. It was rough, and there was a lot of sibling stuff that would get in the way of us working. And so whenever we would have talks about it, it would be like, okay, sister hat.
Yeah.
How can I help you? How are you feeling unheard? You know, like, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Getting to the emotional stuff, getting to the relationship stuff.
Just and so then important it's like, cool. To address first.
Yeah. I hear you. I support that. We're going to, you know, challenge each other in that way, but also like be there for each other. And then it's like, okay, now we're taking off the emotional hat and let's put on the business hat.
Yeah.
You're not doing your part.
Yeah.
And we need to fix it. It's
fully
address the emotions, make sure she feels heard and understood because she's going through a lot. And then once that's done, you can step aside, move that away, the emotions away, and be like, okay, work wise, we're lacking here, and here. Here's our numbers. How do we fix it?
Yeah.
Like, as a team, we need to figure out a better solution.
Fully. And I think too, like those conversations, I always recommend to people, do a simple asking permission question. I think it sets it up to just be like, hey, can I be honest with you about like what I've been frustrated about? Or like, hey, can we have an honest conversation about whatever? I think when people feel like they have a say in like what's about to happen, it helps.
Yeah.
So
even just using the word conversation instead of talking at her.
Yeah. Like, hey, can we just like, I would love to like brainstorm this. Also, like, it might have to be something that if you see like, okay, if I want this podcast to keep going, she's not capable of like giving any effort. So I'm realizing I'm going to have to do the majority of the work. And maybe that means like compensation has to be split or, you know, if you guys are getting any income in from the podcast, that like you're getting a majority of it. And that's an awkward conversation to have. But I think that if you're able to, like Ash said, like strip the emotion and be like, hey, like I know things are hard for you. Like I know you're not able to commit to a lot of stuff. So you can try to find, oh my gosh, I almost knocked that over. You can try to find ways that she can pitch in more, or simply just be like, okay, well then, you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of options. I was going to say the same thing. If there is money involved, then if you're doing more work, you should make more money.
Yeah.
It's a simple rule.
Yeah.
That we all follow.
Totally. Yeah.
That is easy to fall back on. If there is no money involved, I wouldn't want to jump to this right away, but maybe this is your podcast and she's more of a sidekick.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's options, and I don't think you should jump to them right away. I think you should obviously try to work this out with her and try a few solutions, you know, try new things to make it work and brainstorm together. But those are viable, very realistic, not selfish solutions.
I would even
start. That would make me feel better.
Oh, fully. I would even start the convo and just be like, hey, I'm just going to be honest from like where I'm standing. I know you're going through a lot, and like you, I understand that you haven't like had time, but like you're not, you know, you're not editing, you're not doing the socials. Like it's hard to even get you to record. Is this still something you want to be a part of?
Because I can do my own thing.
Yeah. And then I think that creates freedom. Maybe she's like overwhelmed and just doing it because she feels like she has to. And maybe like that will sever that so that you can find someone who's able to give the same amount of energy. Or maybe for her, honestly, if someone asked me that, like if you ever said that, because I love the podcast so much, if you were ever like, hey, is this still something you even want to do? I'd be like, oh my God. Like,
have I let this panic. Get to this?
Yeah. And then for me, that would have me switch right away to be like, no, like I am so sorry that that's the vibe I've been giving. Like, what can I do?
Right. You know? And if this is something that maybe she is passionate about it, but now it's just not a good time, then she can bow out for a bit and this be a solo. Maybe you do like a solo series. Maybe she needs a break.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she comes back later on in the future. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe you find someone else. Everything is a huge possibility for you. But first, you have to
just address
have it. That conversation, empathize with what she's going through. And then fortunately, when it comes to business talk, it's easy because everyone knows if you're doing more, there's a problem. If one person's doing all the work, there's a problem, you know? So I think once you sort the emotional stuff, the business conversation will actually be a lot easier because you're done with the emotions and you can be straight to the point.
Yeah.
Like, let's look at our numbers. When was the last time you posted?
Yeah.
That's a problem, you know?
No, fully. I totally agree. I feel for you. I know that's a hard conversation to have, but I do think you'll be surprised how much, like, I think productiveness that can come from just, like, having a straight-up conversation. Like, take her to coffee. Make sure it's a time that she has someone to watch her kids. Like, it's just
so you can
her
be intentional.
And you. Start with just asking her about her life and checking in with her so, like, you can kind of get a feel for that. Because that is the difference from having a business and friendship. Mm-hmm. You can't. Whereas business, like you could walk into your job and be like, hey, like I'm being professional, like you're not doing your job and like whatever.
Right.
And even like with my job, I was so like I'm so relational. So I would be so friendly with everyone. And there were some times that would backfired because when I had to have a conversation with a teacher where I'm reprimanding them and being like, you're not handling this child in the way they need. It was awkward because there was that like friendship aspect.
Yeah.
So I think it's just something
you felt
that
the need
creates,
to be gentle.
Yeah, when I wanted
when
to go in and
have
be
to,
like,
if we're talking
you know
just
I mean?
Work, yeah.
I mean, you guys know my mama bear, so think about like I was an advocate for these little kids who couldn't advocate for themselves. So I had to like find that balance within my job too. So I think it's just an added complication, but I think it's totally doable, and it just takes that extra effort to address emotions before you get into that.
No, 100%. It really is a sticky situation going into business with someone you have a relationship with. It's hard, and it's something that will never be perfected. Mm-hmm. And it's something me and Taryn will have to work at for the foreseeable future. It's something that me and my sister have had to work at from the beginning to today.
Yeah.
And I think just recognizing that it's never going to reach this perfect goal and that it's going to bend and flow as life goes, you know, that's just it is what it is.
No,
but
fully.
I love how proactive you're being throughout this whole thing. This is something you're passionate about, and you're you're prioritizing it. And I think that's amazing. A lot of people, I think, would be like, oh, it's too hard. I'm just going to quit. And I love that you don't have that mentality at all. So I'm really stoked for you and for your podcast. And I think you're going to handle this conversation perfectly.
You're going to nail it.
And plot twist, she included a dad joke.
Did you see me starting to open my...
I'm very excited.
Fine. Because I just save this one for next week.
She said, also, I have a dad joke.
Nice.
Why do ducks have feathers?
I don't know.
To cover their butt quacks.
Butt quack.
Quack.
That's funny.
I thought it was cute.
You know a word I want to come back? I feel like people should start calling each other buttheads again.
You say butthead a lot.
I think it's so funny.
I'll do something like dumb to her, like to Taryn. I could. I don't know. She has an empty cup in her hand. I flip it, like something like that. I'll do something like that to Taryn, and she'll be like, "You butthead," like all the time,
it's so funny.
All the time, and it's hilarious. I'm like, "Are we bringing butthead back?"
You know what? You know what it was? Is in New Girl. It's an episode where what's her name? Melissa McCarthy?
Her husband.
I forgot his name.
I know exactly
but
what
Nick
you're saying.
Nick does some, oh, he like squirts him with water or something. Cece does. And then he looks at her and he's like, "You butthead." And just the way he said it, I was like, dude, that word needs to come
guys,
back in circulation.
Speaking of Cece.
Oh yeah, Ash. I
sat and had the most like amazing conversation with her the other day, getting a smoothie. I didn't even realize it was her. I'm a big New Girl fan. Mm-hmm. I was talking to her about her kid, who is adorable and just like mad dog staring at me. So I felt like I had to address the situation. And it wasn't until like halfway through that I recognized her voice, because she had a hat on, she had sunglasses on. I just didn't recognize her. It was a cool moment that I had, and I loved it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great. Anyways. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Yes.
If you guys have a story, send it in. We want it. All the dad jokes, all the Tearing It Ups. Submit Tearing It Ups for the Tearing It Up episode that apparently we're doing.
Yep.
And that's all. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.